Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Tony. We have Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network with us as well. Right now we are at the Four Seasons Resort in Nevis, the baby sister island of St. Kitts, and we're hanging out and checking out some of the things that are happening on this island, especially at this beautiful resort, the Four Seasons Resort. Obviously top-notch. You know the name Four Seasons. It lives up to the expectations of what I've seen so far, which, by the way, is very little, and we're going to take a little tour here in just a bit. But we've had an amazing lunch with the executive chef here at the Four Seasons Resort in Nevis. Andreas is his name. Andreas, thank you for hosting us and sitting with us and eating with us. I've never sat down and actually ate with the chef at a resort like this, so I feel honored.
Thank you. It's a pleasure having you guys here and talking about diving, one of my favorite hobbies.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite hobbies is eating. So, you know, we have at least a couple things in common, and you do dive, obviously, when you're not cooking, I guess.
That's right. I mean, the island has a lot of things to offer besides golf, but scuba diving with Alice is one of my favorite hobbies, and you've got the ocean right in front of you, so you just dive and jump in and have fun.
Now, you have this Dive and Dine program. We mentioned it there towards the end of Hour 1. How did that come to be? Was that your brainchild? Were you and Ellis like drinking some of this Hammond stuff and said, hey, we ought to do this or what?
What Hammond? Hammond
is illegal. No, it's illegal in Nevis. It's a killer bee. Maybe it was killer bee.
Yeah, we had a couple of killer bees. But actually, it was actually implemented in 2004 by another executive chef. And Four Seasons just took it over, and we just carried it over the years and years. And all the executive chefs who were here prior myself, they're also divers, and they just carried it on. And I've got now the pleasure to doing it and offering the Dive and Dine concept to our guests.
Nice. So, and basically, the idea is you get up in the morning, you do a little orientation after breakfast with Ellis and the dive crew, and they talk about what we're going to do is go catch some lobster, and you go, you take the loopers, you go loopering. Is that what it is?
Correct. You'll be taking the lobster.
Take a snare, whatever. That's how you guys catch them here in Nevis. And Ellis has some special spots, or you have to go to some special spots that he knows, only he knows about on the island, because you've never been skunked.
No, we also have to blindfold ourselves so that we don't know where the spots are, and then he takes us on the boat out there, and no joke, but Ellis here, Ellis knows all the dive spots, because obviously we don't want to send all the other divers down where the lobsters are, so otherwise the population of the lobsters would.
Right. Well, knowing Ellis, how I do, I know he's very ecologically minded, and he's probably rotating the sites around to make sure you don't deplete the lobster fishery here in Nevis. And but it's a great activity. I love it. I am known as the lobster slayer back in the States. Have you heard about this?
No.
That is shocking. He has not heard about this, don't you think, Tony? She's looking at me like, yeah. It's not. I need you to help me out with something here.
Okay.
Are you with me on this? Now, you are an executive chef, and one of my vices, I've talked about this many times on Scuba Radio before, is reality TV show. We have this Gordon Ramsay chef guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I believe you are the first executive chef I've ever had on Scuba Radio.
Fantastic. I feel honored.
Well, I don't know if you should feel honored or cursed, but regardless, it is an honor to have you here. But my only reference to executive chefs is this Gordon Ramsay guy who just screams at people when he's in the kitchen. Is that how you operate here?
Absolutely. Without screaming, we don't pass a day. I mean, for us, cooking is our passion, And I think with Gordon is it exactly the same. He's a passionate man, and if you stuff up in the kitchen, then you have to get the feel for it, right?
Well, the standards are high. It's kind of like boot camp, right?
Yeah.
You got to keep your people in line.
Absolutely.
See, I have trouble with my mermaid sometimes. You hear what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, if Mermaid Tony, if she like was working for you as a sous chef, like, is that right? Assistant chef? Right?
Exactly, a sous chef. Yeah.
I know that only because of the show.
Yeah.
But so if she was working with you and she fixed up like you know, some lobster that wasn't quite cooked all the way, what would you do? Would you like slam down a dish in front of her and say what?
Well, I need to be careful. I don't want to lose my job right now because we're on radio.
Yes,
no.
This is purely for aesthetics.
Yes, for
this is really for me,
yeah,
not for.
Of course,
I'm
course.
Sure you wouldn't do this in real life.
Oh, I wouldn't scream. No. I would retrain and retrain and retrain, and she would get it.
Yes, Tony. What?
See, my problem is I do like my lobster not all the way cooked. That is the best lobster I could ever have.
Wrong answer. No lobster for you. Is it that kind of?
Yeah, kind of.
Like the soup Nazi type of thing?
Soup Nazi. That's
okay,
right.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, well, I'm just
that's the kitchen. HR is my favorite place to hang out because it's cold in there every 5 minutes.
Exactly, because you demand the best out of your people.
That's it.
And obviously we experienced some of that at lunch. The food was absolutely spectacular.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah.
No doubt about it. What do you do in your downtime? Do you get out there and do a little diving on your own? Is that how you decompress in between these sessions in the kitchen here at the Four Seasons, or what?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, besides the diving, as I mentioned before, the golf is also it's also there. The golf course is beautiful, so I play also a round of golf and then normally scuba diving as well. So it's an active island. You can do a lot here. Four Seasons has a lot of activities to offer. As Tara mentioned before, the border sport department has a lot of freebies, and it's great.
Yeah, you got a few activities to do here at the Four Seasons Resort, I'm guessing, on Nevis, right?
Absolutely, besides eating and scuba diving and many other things.
Yeah, and you fit in a few things. What about this question that I know you get? Just like a lot of people come up to me and they ask me, Greg, you do this radio show about diving. What's the best place to dive? And, you know, I kind of shake my head. I was like, you know what? It's the next place I go to. I'm always looking ahead at the next adventure. What about, you know, you get this question, what's your favorite food or something, right?
Dinner,
of course. There you go. All right, fair enough. We have in common. So that could be dinner, lunch, breakfast, it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter, no.
Food?
I mean, food-wise, I mean, we are blessed as chefs. We work with all the high-end ingredients, and then for us, or for me personally, just going home and having a nice sandwich is fair enough.
Yeah, just a bologna and cheese, that does it for you?
Exactly, that's fine.
Yeah, what about, I mean, being here in Nevis, you obviously have the lobster thing we were talking about. Seafood, obviously a big factor. You work with the local fishermen and have a fresh catch of the day and cook it up. I mean, is there a particular technique that you like or that you're known for or anything necessarily, or what?
Well, not really. I mean, we're getting our fish fresh as much as we can and as possible. We just take it, fillet it, and put it on a jar grill, a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of white wine, and you're good to go.
Yeah, so just simple.
It's simple. You just make sure you have the freshest ingredients, and food doesn't need anything else.
Yeah, isn't that same thing for lobster? If you were saying, hey, if you're catching a lobster, like myself, I do catch them, despite what some people have said. I can't catch a lobster, and that's why I'm known as the lobster slayer. But I'm not sure how to fix them every time. So you're saying go simple. If it's fresh, just throw it in the pot, boil it up. That's the best way to go?
Yep, but don't boil it.
Don't boil it.
Just cook it slowly.
Cook it so like
very
a broil
slowly.
Thing.
Yeah, below the boiling point. Otherwise, you just toughen up the meat.
Yeah, so that or grill, maybe?
Or grill, yes.
And throw a little butter, paprika stuff, or
well,
what?
What I would recommend is just put the cut side down first, the meat side from the lobster tail, and then flip it over when it has the grill marks, and put some clarified butter, and then let it cook in the shell, because the butter will heat up and the lobster will be cooked.
So this Dine and Dive program, as part of, once you get the orientation, you go catch the lobster with Ellis, and you're on the boat with him as well.
Absolutely.
And then you actually give him tips on how to fix it?
Yeah.
Is that the deal?
Absolutely. It's a little cooking demonstration as well, so that the people who come and join us get also the experience of how to prepare the lobster or fish or whatever it is. So we have a couple of things ready for them, and we have a little bit of a cooking demo.
It's beautiful. So, by the way, dive sites. Do you have a favorite dive site off the coast of Nevis here? Or just go where Ellis takes you?
I leave it up to Ellis.
Yeah. Normally, I figure he must know where the best spots
yeah,
are.
Absolutely.
Like, where's your Ellis, where's your best dive?
The next one I do.
The next one, of course. And what's your favorite food?
Dinner,
of course. See? All right. That's kind of what I figured.
What's your favorite dive?
What's my favorite dive? The next one, of course. So, yeah. Well, it's in Nevis, probably. We'll have to come back and, you know, that's unfortunate. The only downside to our little trip here this time is we're not actually going to get to dive off the coast of Nevis enough time this time, but it gives me an excuse to come back if you'll have us. Will you?
Absolutely. Please.
You fix me a pizza?
Oh, of course.
Frozen pizza? With lobster.
Lobster pizza.
Okay. See, this is the kind of guy you love to meet, and this is what can happen to you if you come over to the Four Seasons Resort. And also, you have to do is Google Four Seasons Resort Nevis, and you can find it right there and book this and come out and do a little diving with Ellis, who we're going to go hang out with here next and get a little tour of the property as well. You'll hear all about it right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Here on the island.
Craig, no soup for you.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba diver. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here at the Four Seasons Resort in Nevis. Now, Tara, who's in charge of PR for the resort, has handed us off to Ned. And I'm talking to Ned, who's in charge of the water sports activities here at the Four Seasons. You know Woody in Dominica. That's where. Did you grow up in Dominica? Is that true?
Yes, sir. I am.
And how did you end up here in Nevis?
Well, about 4 years ago, I came here on a diving excursion, actually, and I enjoyed it.
Now, was it a diving excursion, or did you have some of that bush rum and hop on a boat and then make your way back to Dominica?
You know, I think it's a half and half.
Okay, fair enough. But you ended up in a pretty good spot, it looks like. This resort is top-notch, and the water sports activities you offer here at the Four Seasons, pretty much everything soup to nuts, isn't it?
Correct. You know, down to snorkeling, sailing, and also every now and then for the kids, we'll take them out and do a small reef tour, and also with their parents, loved it.
Yeah, you have a little like man-made house reef right here in the front of the Four Seasons Resort in Nevis, and so you can go out there and do some snorkeling. You're saying you're telling me there before the break that octopus and all kinds of crazy critters have already kind of taken home or taken residence in the area. Is that true?
That's correct. It's like they were just waiting for us to come. All right. Even last week, actually, your school of stingrays, they were just packed here, you know, like a trucking lot or something, which is really good. Sometimes in the morning, though, we see horsebill turtles and all that.
Sweet.
But, I mean, most importantly, we have a lot of small, like, critters. They come and they live there, all right? So our guests really enjoy to see these small critters.
Yeah, just everything and anything under the sun. I mean, it's interesting. You're from Dominica, and when I just look around the island here at Nevis, it is kind of a miniature version of Dominica, as far because you got the Peak Nevis. Is that what? Nevis Peak?
Correct. Nevis Peak, yeah.
Yeah. And I know Dominica is like 7 or 8 volcanoes, and Nevis Peak is a volcano, I guess, isn't it? Or is it?
Correct. It's just one volcano. All right. Of course, as they would say, you know, this volcano is ready to blow, but don't worry about it. All right, we are safe. All right, please come.
Yeah, you just jump in the water and you swim over to St. Kitts, right?
Pretty much.
Not a problem. I figure if they've built a nice resort like the Four Seasons here in Nevis, I think they're feeling pretty secure. It's going to be here for a while, I'm guessing, right?
All the time.
Yeah. And if not, you just hop on a boat. Maybe you didn't take care of this or do this laser sail thing that you guys offer. And what is that exactly there, Ned?
Well, the laser course actually is for 8 hours. All right. We can divide it for you over 2 days, 4 hours per day. All right. We teach you the safety in sailing, the parts of the boat, the points of sail. And then we'll do some live on-land demonstration. And then for the rest of the hours, we'll be underwater, because that's where you're going to learn to sail, but actually being underwater and sailing.
So laser sail is kind of like a teaching school, and you are one of the first resorts in the entire Caribbean to offer this type of program. Is that the case?
Correct.
Nice. So you can learn to sail on these things, and if the volcano blows, you can hop in one and cruise over to sail, or just go back to Dominica or something, whatever you want to do, right?
Here we go. I think Nevis is the right size for an island, all right? It's not too big, and it's not too small, all right? One thing I can tell you, though, you know, the rum is the same, all right?
The rum is the same?
Yes, sir.
It'll get you there faster than most rums we have back in the States, that's for sure. But you know, the scenery that you have here in Nevis is quite impressive. Is that, I mean, what drew you to the island from Dominica? Did you come straight from Dominica to here? Was it just the island charm, or was it the diving? Was it the sailing program, or what?
Actually, you know, I would say a little bit of all this, but most importantly, I think it was the love of a woman, you know, kind of drew me to Nevis, you know, because Nevis actually is known as Queen of the Caribbean. So there's lots of queen and beautiful women here, so...
So a woman drew you to the island.
Pretty much drew me.
Are you still together?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but that's okay. No, it's all good. That's fine. But you have a pretty nice gig. People come to the resort and they're here to kind of unwind, and you just hook them up with some sailing, some snorkeling, and you have skiing and all kinds of activities, right?
All right. Skiing, tubing. All right. We also have some banana ride. All right, and also knee boarding. So there's a lot of water activities.
Oh, a banana ride. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Like one of those big inflatable bananas?
Uh-huh.
And you pull people fast and they bounce off. Tony, what do you think? You want to mount a banana and cruise out here in front of the Four Seasons Resort in Nevis?
Heck yeah, I would.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, you got one taker at least. How many people you put on this banana?
12.
Okay, the entire dive group.
I know. You know, I mean, you could have so much fun on this, all right? I mean, I've known big grown guys that scream like girls on this. So
well, I noticed you have these bumper boat things.
Right.
I saw those too, and you said those were only for the kids?
Only for the kids, or if you're feeling kiddish, if that's a word, all right?
You can. What if you just want to get in one and, like, abuse your dive buddy? Shall you, like, get in there, like, let's say, just for instance, if we put myself and Tony in one and we had, like, a bumper boat off. I mean, how do you claim victory in a standoff like that? Is it whoever puts the most water in the other boat, or tips them over, or what?
I think right now it will have to do with the salt. All right, how much salt you can get into?
How much salt you can put on her, or just commit assault?
salt spray.
A sprayer. What are you saying, Tony? What?
I think they have little water cannon guns on them, so I could completely spray you with salt water in the eyes and make you cry.
Okay. Well, no, I wouldn't cry. I'd wear sunglasses or my dive mask.
You know, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I would totally take her down, though. I'd sink her.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd just come up and just poke a hole in that thing. Are they inflatable or no?
No. No.
Oh, darn. So much for that plan. All right, maybe we can go to the banana thing. We have them cruise. There's 2 miles of a beach here at the Four Seasons Resort, right? And what's the name of the beach in front of the resort here?
Penny's Beach.
Penny's Beach. So we could cruise a 2-mile stretch on a banana inflatable on your speedboat. Mermaid Tony, and maybe we'll throw Dan and Betty on there too. And the last man standing wins, right?
That kind of work.
It's kind of like King of the Banana or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm giving you new ideas for water sport activities here.
Of course. I mean, why not? All right. You know, this should be great for us. All right. The more fun we have, it's better for all of us.
And what is your favorite activity? Is it the sailing? Is that what you like doing the most there, Ned, or what?
I do enjoy a nice, beautiful out sailing. But also, I love snorkeling. I love to be there just looking at the small craters. All right. And also, I like to see the bright smile on the kids' face when I show them something like a moray eel or a trumpet fish or something. You know, that's like, wow. You know, that's really makes me feel really, really good. So.
It's very fulfilling, isn't it? Sharing that joy of the underwater world is a special thing that us as divers get to share with our friends and stuff. And that's what we're going to do next. You've dove with Alice then, I assume, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you're a certified diver as well?
I'm a dive instructor.
Well, of course you are. Then so you've done a little diving with Ellis, and we're going to talk to him. You got a favorite site?
I love Donut.
Donut. There's a site named Donut. All right, let's talk to Ellis about Donut. I think he likes to name his reefs after food. He's a fairly well-fed individual, maybe. We'll find out next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Nevis. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. Now, we have moved away from the Four Seasons Resort, hopped on Ellis's dive boat, cruised down the beach, and we are at Uwali Resort. Uwali Beach Resort here in Nevis. This is where I came last time. I was on the island with Neil Watson, and Anna Lynn came along, and we had a nice little adventure, and Ellis was our host. And finally, I'm back at the place where it started for me in Nevis. This brings back a lot of memories. It kind of more like flashbacks, because I have like selective memory after we had a couple shots of this Hammond stuff. You hear what I'm saying, Ellis?
Yeah, I mean segments just missing.
Yes, but now that I'm seeing the bar here at Uwali Resort, Beach Resort again, it's all starting to come back, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe we survived.
Well, boy, it was indeed a good adventure, and I hope we don't repeat the exact thing.
Yeah, well, we don't have as much time. It's worth a try. Yeah. Exactly, and they've never even been to Nevis before. Dan and Betty from Divers Alert Network and Mermaid Tony. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have to, you know, put them through the whole Nevis hazing ceremony kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I'm so sorry for them, but we give them an effort.
Now I get to remember the experience, and then I'll fill in the blank spots for them, that blacked out part, right?
Okay, that would help. Yeah.
Okay, good. And we'll get into this Hammond stuff in just a bit. Now, Uwali Resort is just this is kind of like the ultimate just cool diver hangout place. This is the bar that last time we were here, you were telling me that a month or two before we came, Matthew McConaughey was hanging out in this bar, right?
That's true, yeah. Well,
there's some bongos right there.
Yeah.
I see him. Was he like naked in a corner playing bongos?
No, I wasn't there for that episode. No, I was not there.
Yeah.
I can't remember it.
Exactly, right. It could have been a little too much Hammond, but I think he might have had some too. But it's a great, just a cool hangout place. This is like the best of the Caribbean when it comes to just coming out, hanging out, and having amazing sunsets. We're about to see one here in an hour or so, and this is your home, right?
Yeah, I mean, Owali is a great bar, restaurant, everything where you find you have a good mix of both the tourists and locals. You know, kick your shoes off and just elbow up at the bar and shoot the breeze.
Yeah, that's what Mermaid Tony's doing right now. We're going to talk to the owner of the resort and some of the amenities they have here next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The moment you tell Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
We are at Owali Resort here on the island of Nevis. I'm with Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network. What do you think of this so far? Four Seasons Resort. Now we've kind of come over to this. We're about to see an amazing sunset. Are you still digging it?
I'm still impressed. I mean, it's breathtaking.
Yeah. It's not a bad place to hang out, is it?
Not a place at all. No, no.
And we haven't even jumped in the water yet. We're going to talk to Ellis about some of the dive spots like Donut and a few other the hot spots they have underwater here off of Owali Resort. But John is the owner. John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, really good, Greg. Nice
good to
see
you
back
again.
Here.
Yeah, and thanks for having us. Or did you even know we were coming?
Yeah, we
kind of just stowed away on Ellis's dive boat and just said, hey, we want to come here. So hopefully it's okay.
Well, he sent me a text to say, hey, make sure you get some of that good stuff for Greg.
You know? Yeah, okay. Are you the 55-gallon drum of Hammond we're supposed to delve into later?
Well, it's only 54 now.
Okay, all right. They got a head start on us. Yeah, this is one of the coolest bars I've been to in the Caribbean by far. I just love this place, and it's sad that it's taken us so long to come back, but at least we're here. I brought a few extra friends with me to experience for the first time. How you been holding up? How things here at Owali?
Really great. You know, no big storms to worry about. Just that little one Maria went
just through. Just a little blow.
Yeah, a little blow job now and again, you know.
It never hurts. We're talking about weather, right? Yeah, of course we are. It's all good. But what about the business? Has business been good? People have been coming out here and doing some of the diving and lounging and enjoying the sunsets off the resort here?
We used to cater mainly to, you know, rich American tourists. But, you know, the times are rough now. So we're focusing on scuba divers. Can you believe it?
Exactly. Yes, well, they're easy to satisfy, especially with the product you have offshore here, for sure. But the amenities here at the resort are great. I mean, it's been a couple of years, and we're going to take a little tour of one of the rooms, I guess.
Sure. Yep.
Been working on them, some renovations and things, or just maintenance, that type of deal?
Yeah, just, you know, maintaining them and so on. But the main thing is, you know, the dive shop is right here on site, which is fantastic. And tied up mainly with Caradona.
Sure, Caradona Tours, right?
So they've been sending a whole bunch of groups.
Good deal.
A lot of groups booked for next year already. And, you know.
Excellent.
So that's good.
Have you been getting in the water yourself at all? Is Ellis taking you out there to some of the dive sites?
I'm waiting for it to warm up. You know, it's only 85 degrees right now.
Are you? You're a warm water wuss like Tony, are you? Yeah, so am I. But
well, actually, one of the reasons I'm going to Dima this year is to buy myself one of those fancy suits you guys wear.
Yeah, well, you want need to get this lava core stuff we have. It's like it feels like we're wearing nothing, but it's like a 5 mil or something. It's nutty, high tech stuff. But yeah, it'll be a Dima. You'll see Mermaid Tony in a lava core suit.
All right.
Yeah, right now she's not wearing anything. I mean, she's wearing something, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, yeah, Mermaid Tony. All right.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, see, you know, he's turning around, taking a look. You know, a little slow reflexes, but what do you expect after a gallon of Hammond? Right?
Well, it's a gallon and a half now.
A gallon and a half, okay. Exactly.
This young lady behind me is Stacy. She's in charge of you know, reception, reservation, and so on.
Stacy, how are you? Welcome to Scuba Radio. Don't back away. This is such... This is the... I'm used to this reaction, Stacy. Don't worry. I will track you down. Just say hi.
Hi.
Okay, that's good. That's all you got to do. But you help maintain the crew and keep them in check? Is that kind of your... You run this place, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. She's modest. And obviously works with John, the owner. But let's talk about the diving there, Ellis. Now, we were talking to Ned over at Four Seasons. He mentioned his favorite dive site off the island was a place called Donut. So I assume that's because of the shape of it, or you get hungry when you go there. What happens?
Well, definitely the shape, but probably you get hungry because of the shape too. But the Donut is a small central area on the part of Monkey Shoals, which is about maybe a 2 square mile reef. We dive quite a number of sites out there. It's the shallowest part of Monkey Shoals. That's probably why Ned likes it so much, because you have the shallow depth of 40 feet with great color and, you know, good activity and stuff. Wildlife, you know, it's always unpredictable.
Yep, you never know what you're going to see, but great conditions. Is the diving there, are we talking about diving smack dab in the middle between Nevis and St. Kitts?
Yeah, actually, I think, now that I vaguely recall, I think you did the Donut when you were here last.
It sounds familiar. I remember there was one dive we went on that I've never seen more pink flamingo tongues, or well, not pink flamingo, but flamingo tongues. They might have been pink.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, you know, after a glass or two of Hammond, I'm sure they were pink,
no,
from
what
I remember.
That was after the dive. Let's not get
Well, good point. Yeah, we don't do it before. But yeah, there was a ton of these animals all over the sea fans, and it was really remarkable. I'd never seen so many. It was kind of cool, and it was very colorful. The water was gin clear, and I remember that dive, and I also remember the ferry. We got to dive. Are you still doing that dive, too?
Yeah, the ferry is one of our more sentimental dives. Ferry that sank in 1970, some 41 years ago, taking the lives of close to 300 people. But it's a real dive. It's a real wreck, unlike some of the others that might have been sunk intentionally to make a reef. This has a lot of history with it. It also has a lot of sentimental value for us here on Nevis. So, you know, we screen our guests before going there.
Yeah, but it's historical. It's a real wreck, a really amazing story behind it. But basically, it was a ferry that was going back and forth between the islands, and it sank with a bunch of people on board. People died, but it's actually, you know, it's a very moving site to dive, for sure. But you go out there every once in a while. What are what are some of the other dive sites? Because we only got a couple in last time I was here, but I know you have a bunch, right?
Yeah, we have close to maybe 40 different dive sites. One in particular that guests seem to like a lot is the thermal vent, or some hot springs that we have some 90 feet down that have hot water coming from the volcano.
Nice.
And it's really different, you know. It's something that you might not expect.
Now, what about the dives as far as accessibility? Are they between St. Kitts and Nevis, where you could dive either site from either island, or are they? I would guess the volcanic vents are closer to Nevis, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely, they're closer to Nevis. Actually, they're not far off the Four Seasons. A little bit deeper, starting about 40, maybe heading to a 100-foot dive. But most of our dives are on the leeward side of the island. In the narrows between the two, and also because of our proximity, we're able to do some of the more renowned St. Kitts dives. So we're able to dive both Nevis and St. Kitts, you know, so we give you both islands.
There you go. Well, and that's what it is. Get a little taste of both, right?
Right. That's
all right. So we got that covered. We're going to obviously talk about that a lot next week. We're going to do some diving off the liveaboard boat that we're boarding tomorrow, and you'll hear all about that next week on the big show. But we're really here on Nevis and on St. Kitts, preparing for those dives and hanging out with our friends like Ellis and the folks there at the Marriott in the Four Seasons, and kind of bonding. And one of the things here in Nevis last time was they kind of helped that process was this Hammond, which was basically a rum,
a
social lubricant.
Yeah.
It was very very potent in that. And basically, you make this stuff up. You can either, you know, fuel your boat with it, or you can drink it and see pink flamingo tongues or God knows what else, right?
It's a local, I guess, moonshine, you could put it as.
Yeah, it's moonshine. But back in the day, I remember this story, because I've told this story so many times to my friends, that there was Captain Hammond. He was over, or something like that, was overseeing the island at one time. Is that the story?
Something that I can't remember that far. I mean, I can't remember what happened yesterday because
well,
of the common stuff.
Yeah, it kind of rots away. It's a few brain cells. I can understand that. But from what I remember, it was just a situation of this guy was overseeing the island, and he prohibited alcohol to all the locals, and they said, "What? You're going to tell, no, take our wives and children first. Save the elephant. But he, there were some years
close,
of prohibition,
close,
right?
Point, but close, yeah. It was named after the same enforcer, so to speak, to make sure that we didn't partake in brewing this kind of potent stuff.
But you guys were a little sly Navians, or I don't know, what is it?
Navigians.
Navigians, okay, and I can't say that again.
No, it's not common because you haven't had any.
I know, but I think we're going to have some of that. But they, in honor of him trying to catch him and them being as sly foxes they are, they named the concoction after him. That's how it came to be, right?
That's correct. That's true.
Yeah. But it is kind of like a white lightning type of rum, and definitely something you'd want to mix, not necessarily shoot straight, right?
I guess the way I could describe it is white lightning with flavor.
White lightning with flavor. What kind of flavor? Like the flavor of fire?
Flavor of
that's what I remember.
Local rum. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we have some of this stuff maybe, and it's not legal, but we're not going to have it really, but we're going to talk about it, right?
Yeah, whatever you say. Yes,
yeah, well, Mermaid Tony needs some, Ben and Daddy. This is part of the whole Davis experience, and that's what it's all about. We'll do that next. Stay close and see who survives.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master along with Mermaid Tony and Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network. They are our support staff here in Nevis right now because we may need it. We have the head cheeses from Divers Alert Network because Ellis here from the dive. What's the name? Scuba Safari.
Scuba Safari. Is
yes,
that right?
In Nevis at Owali Beach Resort. He's just brought out, I assume these are shots of Hammond, right?
Yeah, and the small amounts of...
Small, just sample.
Just samples.
Yeah. This is what you would get at the rum shop if you came up there and said, hey, what can I try? And then maybe buy a bottle of it.
No, you buy a quarter bottle, and then you start with that.
You start with a quarter bottle, and if you survive that, maybe you'll have some more.
We just can give you a little sample.
A little sample. Now, I notice this has a green tinge to it. This is different from the Hammond I had here a couple years ago. I don't remember a green tinge to that one.
It's the tablecloth below it.
Oh, that's what it is. It's just a green tablecloth that's giving it
for medicinal purposes only.
Yes, exactly.
There's scurvy on the island. We want to make sure that we take care of it with this.
This is true. This is what the pirates did back in the day.
Scurvy, you have a cold. You need to clear it up.
Cold. Yeah, Tony is a little under the weather. Come on over here, Tony. Come on. Come on, Mermaid. This is where, you know, this is why we travel with mermaids. They're kind of like, you know, when we have situations like this where they must participate in sampling the local concoction, they drink it first, and if they survive, then
maybe
the rest of the people may consider it, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, they're kind of like the parakeet in the mine thing.
Yes, exactly right.
Exactly. How do you feel about that, Tony?
I'm not a canary. I don't like this.
Okay, but it does have a green tinge to it, and the sun's getting ready to set here off the coast of Nevis and between Nevis and St. Kitts. And if you hold that Hammond shot up there at the...
green flash.
Yeah, you'll see the green flash if you hold it at the horizon. Does that make it any better?
No, it doesn't. But as long as I can just hold it and not have to drink it, I'm okay with that.
No, this is... this stuff has magical properties, doesn't it? Medicinal benefits, doesn't it?
Including memory loss.
Memory loss. I love it. Well, you know, this is part of the thing you do when you come to islands like this. You want to do what the locals do. You want to experience the whole St. Kitts, Nevis thing. This is part of it, right, Dan?
It's like going native. You have to do that.
Going native. I kind of like the sound of that, Tony. How do you feel about going native?
Well, I do like the sound of going native, but I don't see any of these locals doing this.
No, they're watching us. They're going to see. I think they've already placed bets on who's going to pass out first, but that's fine. That's what it's all about. That's part of the experience of what you what you want to do when you're obviously not diving and knock this out of their way and have that cultural exchange. Here in St. Kitts and Nevis. And by the way, the Hammond, is that local to Nevis or is that in St. Kitts too there, Alice?
I'm sure they make it in St. Kitts. Of course they make it in St. Kitts.
But is it a different general that they named it after or is it Hammond for both St. Kitts and Nevis or do we know? Or do we care?
It's for both.
We're just going to go with both. That works. All right, Tony, I think being that you're the youngest and probably have the strongest immune system amongst us older adults.
I have a sinus infection right now. What kind of immune system is that?
This is like cough medicine, right? Or what? It's better than Sudafed.
Best thing for a sinus infection.
See? That is Dr. Ellis sharing his wisdom. And what are you looking at him with it? That, like... She has that look of like, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, she does. I think she's kind of fearful of the whole thing.
No, stick it in, down in the hatch and belly and gums and look out something, whatever. Up it comes. We'll find out. Let's go.
Exactly. Up it'll come. That's for sure.
Well, let's try. Just try a shot of it and let's get your reaction to this special concoction. Come on, Tony.
No, I'm not doing it until you do yours because you're going to cheat and you're not going to take the shot.
I promise I will drink one immediately after you.
He won't.
Brooke was willing to drink it.
Oh, so Tony can have one and he can have one at the same time.
And where's yours?
And then I will drink mine. I promise. I got to do the play-by-play here. I'm working here, Ellis.
Just like how you had a chef eat with you, we can have the guy who brewed it. Here with us right now.
You brewed this?
He's coming here.
Oh, right, he's now coming. We got our Hammond specialty guy, our brewmaster. Our Hammond brewmaster. Is that such a guy?
Chef. I mean,
he looks like a medicine man, actually. Is he? He could be a medicine man type of person. You think there, Ellis?
And he doesn't look that trustworthy.
No. All right. Well, here, hold this, Tony. All right. I'll do it at the same time, too. Hold it. Come on. You don't smell it. You don't look. You're torturing yourself. All right. So you're the one who brewed this Hammond Green Hammond. John, you're the brewmaster. You're the Dr. Hammond. What?
I try something to mix something up.
You got something to mix this with? It's been infused with medicinal herbs and spices.
Right.
Okay. Yes, I like it. And if someone has like a sinus issue, this will clear it right up. Right.
Right. Right. It's good for.
You'll forget you're sick.
Make you well right away.
It'll make you well right away. Do you hear that, Tony? It doesn't get any better than that. Come on, let's raise him up.
Let's do this.
It smells herbal. Is that what you said?
It does smell herbal.
Yeah, mine smells slightly herbal. All right, we ready? Let's click the glasses. Let's get this. Come on. This is. It has to be better than Bush rum from Dominica, surely.
Hold on.
This is what we do. St. Kitts and Nevis.
Let's do this.
What are we doing?
To Dr. Bill Hamilton.
Yes.
Who unfortunately just passed away.
Okay, fair enough.
To Bill. The Wild
right, Bill. To Bill. There we go. Wild Bill. This is something he would do.
Tony,
see? Right. Come on, drink it. Here we go. Down the... Okay, let's get Tony's reaction, and it is...
I've already had some. Don't say
why haven't you done yours yet?
Well, no, I'm getting your reaction first.
Oh, did you say...
Finishers.
Okay, I will, but what are your initial thoughts?
I'm drooling.
You're drooling?
I really am drooling.
She's just pointing at her mouth. Damn, what... What? Do we need to call the damn hotline?
I'm speechless.
Alright, I guess I gotta suck it up and do this. Okay, Green Hammond, first time ever for Greg the Dive Master, and here it goes. Wow, God, that was awesome.
That'll prepare in your mind.
Oh boy. Woo! Alright. Sinuses, what are those? Tony has bent over, gagging. Hopefully everybody will recover in time to do the show next week from the Live Aboard the Caribbean Explorer 2. Till then, we got to thank the folks at the Marriott in St. Kitts, the Four Seasons, and of course, Hawaii Beach Resort here in Nevis. Don't miss it next week. Going to be a big show from the deck of the CX2. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, Tony? Where's it better?
Down where it's wetter. My mouth is on fire.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.